I've been thinking a lot about goal cards lately and the process of getting into the vibration of your goals, going deep into that vibration multiple times a day in order to manifest and bring about that which you desire. And the topic of what do I write on the goal card is always at the forefront of my mind and seems to be a topic of hot discussion. So I want to speak to that a little bit. What you write on the goal card can be anything. At the core of the goal card experience, my belief is that what you're trying to do is program your mind, program your paradigm. You're trying to implant a new idea, a new thought, a new habit into your paradigm, so that when the universe sends you energy and it filters through your paradigm, you end up with new results. So, for example, let's say you're a coach or a salesperson, and what you really want is a beautiful house in the hills with a beautiful view of the town that you live in. And so you write that on your goal card. I'm so happy and grateful now that I live in my beautiful house in the hills. I love looking out my windows and seeing the sunrise every morning with a cup of coffee. So you've got a nice, emotionally charged goal. It's written in the present tense. That's good. It's all well and good. You can feel that vibration. But a result that you're having at work as a salesperson is you're not really getting many clients. And so another thing you can write down on a goal card. is I am so happy and grateful for all the new leads that flow to me every day. The flow of leads is governed to you by the ideas that you hold in your paradigm. If you change those ideas in your paradigm, you'll change the results that you get. So in this example, you're a salesman, you don't get a lot of leads, maybe you don't get a lot of effective leads, you don't make a lot of sales. You can change that idea, because what I said is an idea. It's a thought. It's a concept that's embedded in your mind. You can change that. And just write something else in. And so every time you look at that goal card and you feel that vibration, you feel the new leads coming to you, feel yourself interacting with these new leads. I'm so happy and grateful. Now that all these new leads are flowing to me every day, all these new leads are coming to me. They want to buy, they want to work with me. I love to work with them. I love to find the best way to serve them. You know, whatever you need to write, whatever combination of words you need to write down to really capture that feeling. And then you can look at that over and over and over. Because that's what we're doing. That's how you change the paradigm. This is what Bob Proctor says. A paradigm is a collection of ideas that you hold in your subconscious mind that controls the results that you get. So, change that idea in your mind. Change the results that you get. This is the goal card 101. I personally like to write a lot of things on my goal card. And I look at it like a shopping list. You know, every time I look at my goal card, I'm feeling a lot of different things. But what I have is specificity. I have all of these ideas that build a cohesive whole. I'm trying to build a new life for myself. The more specific you are with your image and the vibration that you tune yourself into, the more specific is the message that you send out to the universe for it to return to you. Okay, imagine you call up a Chinese food place and you tell them you want lo mein and rice. Now imagine you call the same place and you tell them, imagine you call up the same place and you tell them you want chicken fried rice, broccoli. You're gonna get a completely different thing. That's what you're doing with the goal card, is you're placing your order and the universe returns it. That's what we're trying to do. That's what the goal card's all about. So be specific, but you can be specific with a lot of ideas. You're still trying to get that goal, that vibration in mind, and just tune in as much as you can. Tune in as frequently as possible. And it has to be returned to you. Think about that today.